The Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Friday's podcast, the weekend edition
we
of the
so
podcast.
We are so close to the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, our weekend starts now, essentially.
Well, let's play the show.
Okay.
Then we're going to come back.
Oh, we're doing it. Oh, yeah.
Bonus
another
round.
One word
bonus
song round. Game.
Okay. One word song game. All right, here's the show. Those Two Girls.
Well, it's Friday, and that means it's Happy Friday, doesn't it? Happy Friday!
Apparently not, with the way you started that.
Well, it's Friday on the ABC.
I think it's because our show opener has been
so
jazzied on up, and we're too busy listening to the tunes to realise when we're supposed to talk. But next week, we will be better. Hopefully.
Or will we? Get this. There is a pub in inner city Sydney that is undergoing what I find to be a tragic, tragic shame. Are you familiar, Sarah, with the game of petanque?
No.
It's the French version of...
That doesn't even sound like a game. That sounds like something my kids would... Oh, of course. Is it French? Petanque.
Petanque.
It's
the French... Is it a sound effect?
Guys,
yes. When I put the dishes in the dishwasher, they go petanque.
Maybe our listeners would like to hear about what's happening in this inner city pub.
Okay.
Around the game of petanque. It's a French version of bocce, which is like lawn bowls, except it's played in a sand pit. You have metal balls, and the aim of the game is to throw the metal ball to the closest to the little wooden ball. You know, whatever.
Yeah, so
you know those games.
It's like a French version of lawn bowls, but
Correct, with more metal. That's right. But
the
thing about petanque is that it makes the most delightful, satisfying clanging sound.
Hang on,
when
is that
lands?
Why it's called petanque? Because
no,
that's the sound the
no,
ball makes
no,
hitting
no,
the
no.
piggy?
No, no. What I'm trying to say is that the sound coming from the sandpit and the balls is delightful. It's a soft clanging, metal on metal, a thud into the sandpit. It's a beautiful sound. There are idiots in Sydney who have complained to the local council that the sound is too much. The sound of gently clanging balls is too much for them, and they have called for this beautiful pub to shut down their amazing community game of petanque, and they have asked, Sarah, for the metal balls to be replaced with bloody tennis balls.
You are just taking this on because it's a French game.
I'm not.
Now, I know how annoying it is. Remember those old things that would go on desks where you'd lift up one ball and then they would all clank
but
together?
That's a ticking. That's
but
like that, a click,
that's
click,
annoying.
Click.
Let alone if so, and it's at a pub. Can you imagine how many drunk people are pegging metal
They're
balls into a sand pit?
They're not. This is like, this is in an inner city suburb, which is probably already rather ghastly. The sound of gentle clanging petanque balls is probably a welcome relief compared to the other horrific sounds emitting from the neighbourhood. I mean, honestly, what's happened to this world? If you can't play a game of petanque in peace.
If I had a band, if I started a band, I think the Petanques would be a good name.
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
I just, the word petanque.
It's very satisfying.
It is. And that's... I mean, it is.
I think that's the only reason you're as passionate about this story as it is, because there's a little bit of France that's happening
in
a Sydney sandpit.
I remember growing up playing petanque.
Is now a good time for trivia?
Yeah.
Sure.
It does appear that petanque was invented just so the French wouldn't have to play the English game of bowls.
That sounds about right. Yeah. God, you mob, you're so up yourselves, Lees. So up yourselves.
I didn't invent petanque.
But you would
But
have.
You're claiming
Dad
it.
Dad is an excellent petanque player.
Yeah, I mean.
He's got all the moves.
You can see the snobbery of the French, though, can't you?
It's because we do things a bit better than the English.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I don't know.
Those Two Girls. This is being awesome.
Is that your grandma's coat?
Yeah, Lees.
Direct question to Lees this morning,
brat.
Who was sitting here in her dressing gown. Come on, be professional. Have some respect
Listen,
for the people who have to look at you at this hour of the morning.
I don't know why you're hating on me this morning, but I'm going to turn your frown upside down and start talking about your favourite topic in the world, my five-year-old son, Maxie.
Yes, okay? It's not my five-year-old child. It's yours. And I'm quite serious about that because Lisa's littlest boy is just... He's like a rabbit. He is a little rabbit in human form. He's got these beautiful big doe eyes. He looks so innocent and, you know, blonde hair, tan skin. He's just a doll. He looks like he looks so dirty sometimes. Like he just looks at you like, no. And I love that. I love it.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
you know, I just want to protect him. That's how I feel.
I think our audience will appreciate that when children hit that sort of 4, 5, 6-year-old mark, there's a lot of questions and there's a lot of life commentary that comes with being a little tyke.
Yeah.
And some of it is so endearing and a lot of it can get very, very tiresome when it's question after question after question. Now, he went through that phase not long ago. He went through a heavy questioning phase, remember, about 6 months ago. It was endless. Mm. We're back there.
Oh, dear.
But now that's right. And I'm tired now. So I've just penned a few here because I'm trying to collate them. He asked me the other day, Mum, would it be funny if the only finger I had was my rude finger? And I got through and I went through life with just a rude finger.
I mean, that would be funny. Did you say yes?
Well, no, because I don't want him. I don't want him walking around like doing the ups perpetually. So, no. Then he asked me out of nowhere while I was cooking, do ribs have nipples? Well, I mean, my mind kind of blew up at that point because how does one answer whether ribs have nipples? I don't know where to start with that.
Well, you just start with a no.
Well, yeah, that's right. Okay, that was my answer. It's a hard no,
so, Maxie. Okay, so when you say I don't know where to start with that, is that why
but
he's
asking? But doesn't that hurt your brain?
Well,
how does his head even get to that point? Then he asked me, would it taste really bad if instead of Pringles in a Pringle tube, there were whole onions? I mean,
you know what? As far as living in a zero waste kind of mentality, storing your onions in a Pringle box is not a bad idea. Come on.
Okay. Can you help me out?
No,
here?
I don't really want to hear this negativity towards my favourite boy.
This is another question he had. I mean, look, it's not a bad one, but again, while I'm eating is not great, Max. What is snot? Is it similar to boogies? I said, yes, it is. That was easy. That was a decent one. A bit revolting.
I mean, that's a standard kid question.
Then we were in the car and the song Paradise City started playing. Now, my kids know their rock and roll. I'm very proud of that.
That's the one that's like, take me down to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
Take me home. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we know it.
So
Why aren't we on Triple M?
He said, is that AC/DC? And I said, close but no cigar. It is Guns N' Roses, but, you know, close. And
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, 100% I'm sure about that.
Just checking.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think people got it from when we sang it, Scott. I don't think we need the actual original.
He debated. He said, I'm pretty sure it is AC/DC because we used to sing it at daycare. He thought it was ABCD.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
I mean, that is...
That's the straw that's broken the camel's back. You can't have beauty and brains. Maxie, you've got to sort yourself out. So that whole time, so he's only just realised that it's not A-C-D-C-E-F-G.
That's right. I mean...
Sweetheart.
And then to end it, on that very same car trip, we drove past a billboard and my eldest said, what is actually the definition of a billboard? Like, what is it? It's an advertisement on a large scale on the side of a road. Maxie piped up and said, I thought the word was Bill's balls, not billboard. And I said, can you get your mind out of your gutter? Also, he is my child. So I was like, claps to you.
Are you really happy when he sleeps? I would be.
So happy. I have a tranquilizer dart in my purse at all times.
Wheel of News!
Yes, that's right, party people. Lise and I sift through a lot of news from across the globe every week. And our producers throw a lot of our suggestions in the bin. But every week there is one chance for one of the headlines that Lise and I loved to get a run and to get shared.
That's right.
On the Friday show.
So on our wheel that we have sitting beside Sarah, we have various headlines that we are into.
Okay.
For example,
spin the wheel. Oh, no, hold on.
I've got to tell you what the headlines are before it lands on it.
Shivers.
Crazy cockroach challenge has people taking selfies with roaches on their faces.
Never in a million years.
Intrigued.
Wild raccoon moves into German zoo. Woman pulls alligator from yoga leggings after police stop her car.
I'm so into that.
Phenomenal.
Why are there always animals involved in these crazy headlines?
I don't know. Flea invasion forces Paris police station to close.
Well, that's my people, so I need to know more.
That's a French one. And the final one on the wheel, bride shocked as rude wedding guest takes home 10 tubs of food from the buffet. To me, that sounds like the life and times of Lee's car law.
That was me last weekend.
Yes, all right, I'm spinning this wheel.
Okay, what will it land on?
We've got a new wheel
on
this week, and it's got a bit of grunt to it.
Sarah, that's going to spin for at least another 7 minutes.
That's all right.
Slow it down.
Less talking for us then.
Okay,
what it
have
has
you
landed
got
on? Wild raccoon moves into German zoo, and the keepers can't evict him.
Okay,
yes,
tell
that's right
me more.
So a raccoon is now living in the lap of luxury after moving himself into a zoo in Germany. He's actually
seeking
found
captivity
himself the raccoon enclosure, and he has moved into it. He's bypassed the safety barriers. This is at the Heidelberg Zoo, set up shop, and staff discovered old mate on Friday. So
is there another raccoon he wants to mate with in there?
I don't know,
or
but they've even given him a name. They've called him Fred. He's in there for the long haul. He's being fed. He's got a comfy place to sleep. And European law says wild animals cannot be released back once they've been held captive.
What?
What kind of law is that?
Well, it's one of your peoples, Lee's, the Europeans.
But has it been held captive?
Well, I think because he's made himself a captive. It's saying here, because raccoons are considered invasive alien species in Europe, Fred will also have to be neutered. So now he also has to have a little vasectomy.
That's worth it if you're getting fed, isn't it? That he's weighed up the pros and the cons of being in captivity and he's opted for zoo life.
Don't you think everyone knows a raccoon, like the person equivalent of a raccoon who's just moved into your house at some stage and
absolutely
you can't get rid of them? Like my husband, for example?
Oh my God.
I'm going to call him my wild raccoon.
That sounds sexy.
Actually quite
you're listening to Those Two Girls.
The debate ends now. I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of fighting about it off air in the breaks.
What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about, Scott.
Usher, or as Lee's calls him.
Usher. Also, we've received a ton of messages that I'm actually correct about that.
You're not.
I am, Sarah.
No.
There is no debate, Sarah. I am correct. And you know what? I am calling Hit Network's Music Authority, host of Ash London Live. Ash, can you back me up on this, please?
Oh, well, I'm very glad that you've got me involved, guys.
Thank
because
you.
Because, first of all, I feel like I should lay out the reasons why I am an Usher pro, having, you know, met him 3 or 4 times over the years. In fact, one of my very first interviews was with Usher. So if anyone knows how to actually say his name and put this debate to rest right now, it would be me.
I mean, I'm feeling excited simply by the way you're pronouncing his name right now.
But Ash, can I just tell you, this all started because I heard an interview. Now I'm hoping that it was your interview with Usher where he was getting a little bit ratty because whoever the interviewer was wasn't saying his name correctly. And that's where this whole thing started. I heard him very clearly correct the host and say, it's not Usher, it's Usher.
Well, here's the thing. Are you one of those people that goes to an Italian restaurant and orders everything in an Italian accent? Like,
yes,
hey,
I
mate,
am.
I'll have the tagliatelle.
No one
likes that person.
She does. She does. She says bruschetta all the time.
No, don't roll the R's. So I think part of it, you just have to be like, we're Australia. He says Usher because he's like, and sometimes it gets a bit of an eye, like an Usher. But we're in Australia, so it's Usher. And if you try and change it from Usher to anything else, you sound like a weirdo. I respect that you're trying to make an effort for Usher.
Is there not a part in one of his songs,
no,
though,
it's
Ash,
over. It's done.
Where Ludacris says Usher, Usher, or whatever? Do you have it, Scott?
But that's Ludacris. Ludacris is a rapper who speaks very strangely. You're not a rapper, doll.
But, I mean, Look, I mean, that's debatable.
Are you, Liz, will you put this to bed, please? Is this the end of it? You've heard it from the Queen of Australian Music. She knows everyone. She knows how to pronounce Usher. It's done. Look, Ash said Usher. I mean, why aren't you calling her Arsh?
Yeah, exactly. Arsh.
I will from here on in if you'd like me to.
Good on you for making the effort, though.
Thank
I really
you,
respect
Ash.
That. You've heard the artist and you've said, no, I'm going to make a change in my life.
Oh, but, look, yeah. Look. Hats Usher. Off to you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Ash.
You've heard it there.
I'll
Ash London.
Tape anytime.
All right, you can hear Ash, of course, on Ash London Live back from 6:30 tonight or right after us with Grant and Ed if you're in Sydney. There you go.
Thanks, girls.
I'm deeply upset, but I will let it be. I will let laying dogs lie or whatever the bloody saying is.
No, that's not right either. That's our next phone break. Is it laying dogs lie? Oh, God.
Here comes the one, na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one, oh, just one, just one.
Yeah, that's right. It's time for the one word song game where Scotty gives Lise and me one word from a popular song and we have to guess the title and artist.
It sounds easy, but there's strategy involved because if you decide, Sarah, that you want to start humming it to help you along to the answer, I can come in and steal it.
And that's precisely why Lise is on the lead on 6 points and I'm on two.
I'm
so today my
genius.
Aim is just to bridge my loser gap.
Okay, before I give you your first word,
yes.
Buzzer test. If Lise buzzes in, it'll sound like this. Which, by the way, is her thinking she's doing the Tim the Toolman Taylor sound. If Sarah buzzes in, it'll sound like this. Which is her proving that she could make like a little bicorn sound with her mouth.
Human bicorn.
Yeah, amazing.
Can do right. it on a whim.
It's very impressive. Here we go. The first word for the one word song game is
Gwen Stefani. Tick tock,
good baby. Tick tock, tick tock. Big to the back and tick tock. Good baby. Da 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 I'm on the record, baby. Don't you stop.
It's Lady Gaga. It's Shivers. Oh, my God. I love her. I should know this.
Shallows.
It's Just Dance by Lady Gaga.
Okay, well, neither of us got that.
I started at Gwen Stefani.
Oh, and it just went downhill from there. All right.
Gosh, we're not even
nil all as we get to song number two. The word from that song is
life.
What?
Life.
What?
Life.
Life.
Life. Oh,
guys. Sarah, life.
This is going to be embarrassing.
Life.
The word is life, but listen to the voice.
Yeah.
Life.
Shut up.
Life. Where? No, that doesn't have the word life in it. Life will go on. My life will go on.
Celine Dion.
Sorry,
my
what?
Heart will go on.
God, Aaron, where do?
Did I get
Lise?
It?
Lise, yeah.
I got it. Give me the ding.
In my life.
Yes. I can't believe I got that.
Which movie was that from?
It was from Titanic.
That sounded like a dog sneeze.
Wherever.
Okay, great. Let's keep it going, guys.
Lise is sitting on 1 point. If you get this next song, you've won.
Otherwise, Sarah's back. You know, sometimes I imagine that I'm playing for someone in the car, and that motivates me.
Oh, okay. Maybe I need a bit of that.
I'm thinking of like someone.
I'll imagine I'm playing for Lise in the car and deliberately lose.
All right, here we go. Here's your word.
Yeah. What?
Oh, wow.
Hold on. What? Can you play it?
Cheese.
That's not a word. That's just a
cheese. Is it cheese?
Aaron, that is, it's tree.
Okay, play it again.
Aaron, that is easily the hardest one.
Cheese.
Producer Aaron is
really. One more?
Cheese.
Oh, God, that's so hard.
Tree. Cheese.
Oh, my God, I'm drawing a complete.
Me too. I've got tree. Absolute crickets. Nothing there.
Play it again.
Cheese.
Nah, what was that?
Na 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 na, come for me.
Say la vie,
yeah, but you know what? You should have done ha ha.
That's not a word.
It's not about making it as easy as we can, mate.
That's not a word.
I can remember that film.
Hold on, we've got to do this bit now.
You could have had Wolf in there.
Okay, we don't have many options here.
What do we
do? Right now. Oh, Lee's wins because it's best of three.
I do win, thank you. Okay, what am I on? 7-3. Holy cow. What a lead.
7-3.
When do we end this game? Like, when Lee's is on 10, is that the end of the game? Or is this an infinity game?
We finish in December.
People enjoy playing along in the car.
Look, I do. Although they were very hard today. You're going to need to dumb it down a little bit next week, Azzy.
There's a really good one that was here that I suggested. That's how I know it's good.
Okay, do it.
We'll play it in the podcast.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Right. You would have just heard the one-word song game.
Oh, I saw that.
And now, have you guys got somewhere else to be?
Sorry, I forgot you were talking.
In the 1 hour of just work.
Sarah's got a second-hand dress to pick up.
Just
go.
Pick up.
Well, hold on.
I really like Facebook Marketplace. I just want you to know if you put something
she's
nice
found
up
a spell
there,
dress. Okay, go. Let's play it.
I've just come up with a controversial thought.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
If Sarah gets this point, she wins the week.
She gets to win the week.
What kind of bananas BS is this?
Yeah.
Why would that happen?
You know what? Because I'm really behind this song.
This is what's wrong with this culture.
Here we go.
This is what's wrong with the underdog culture. Okay? There's one. Shut up with your clown music. This is taking the underdog culture too far. Okay, she's a loser. She's not good at this. She's not as good as this game.
I think the guys remember last week when we just had to pad out for time and they made you win a point.
No,
you won fair and square.
I did win fair and square.
Oh, yeah, today you did, but not last week.
You know what it is? This is the equivalent of a participation award.
Okay, forget about it.
No, fine. You're the boss. Too late. You've said it. You've told me what you think. Go. Oh, let her win.
All right,
Let's do it and Sarah can win.
Sarah, if you get this one word, you get to win for the week.
I probably won't. So Lee's done that whole diatribe.
And she's still going to be like 5 points ahead of you regardless.
I know.
If she wins the whole week.
It makes no difference. It's not the whole game though. You know
what?
Let's up the
stakes.
Here's
the word.
If I win, let's wipe the entire slate clean.
All right, here we go. Here's the word. The first time I've ever been allowed to choose a word for the song
is this
game. It's
no.
A Scotty choice. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Your word is. Your buzzers are. Oh, buzzers.
Of course, it's Scotty.
There we go. Here we go. Here's your word.
Savage Garden. Savage Garden. I want to stand with you on a mountain. I want to bathe with you in the sea. I want to live forever. I want to
I want to make like this in the mountain. I want to bathe with you in the stream. I want to live like this forever.
Until the sky falls down on me.
It never says.
What is the title of that?
It never says the title of the song.
Gardens. No, Savage.
That's the Savage Garden is the thing.
Lee's, I think your point is safe. What was it?
Hold on, I'm going to get it.
Come on, Lee's.
I want to live with you in a mountain.
I can hear her. Whatever I do, I can hear her.
Isn't it Mountains by Savage Garden?
No, don't just pick rat. Don't cheat. It's not that. I don't know the title of it.
The Animals by Savage Garden.
I want
to stand with you.
I don't know what the title is. I've already performed the whole verse for you people.
I mean, they were lame anyway.
Two words. What?
Truly, madly.
Madly, deeply.
Well, you would never have got that admission.
I've had too much sugar. I feel unwell. I'm stressed and I'm high on Starburst. Oh, God.
What an emotional roller coaster.
Oh, my God.
Are we even going to bother with anything more in this podcast?
I don't think so.
I
think the weekend
do you know what I
well
love?
And truly deserved.
You know what I love is that we didn't do the Savage Garden one on air because there's part of me
that wants to believe that Darren Hayes or Daniel Johns will be listening to Hit 105 up there in Brisbane, being what the hell is happening? I'm on a name when you and a man are running around down. I think that might be our song. No, that sounds horrific.
Oh, good grief. All right, have a great weekend, guys. Catch you on Monday.
Bye-bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home.
That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.